brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome back to another episode of Life in the Jewel, Ins and Outs of San Diego. I'm your host here to tell you all about living in San Diego. Hi, travelers. Welcome back to another episode of Life in the Jewel, Ins and Outs of San Diego. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be having one of my friends on the podcast. Let me introduce you to Jules from Montana.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, my podcast is about San Diego, and Jules being from a town in Montana, we do live two completely different lives. We did meet each other here at Dominican University of California, and I think we're both fascinated with the fact that we have different experiences of what home is. Jules, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about what Montana's like?
Hi, so I grew up in Montana. I was born and raised there. My favorite thing about Montana is just the nature and getting to be outside all the time. I love the mountains and I love the river. We spend a lot of time outside. I grew up playing sports and hiking and going to the lake. It's been super fun to live there. Through high school, I really got to like enjoy nature, and my high school was in a really cool area right downtown next to the University of Montana, so I was able to really feel connected to the community. I also love going to the Montana Grizzlies football games and basketball games. Go Grizz.
Okay, Jules. So what is it that you do for fun at home? Like, what are your top three activities? And tell me a little bit about them.
My favorite thing to do in Montana is to go to a football game. I absolutely love the Washington Grizzlies Stadium. It looks at the Montana, the mountain that has an M on it. Can't remember the name. And then I also love to climb that mountain, and you can like hike all the way to the top and you can see the whole city. That's probably my second favorite thing to do. And my third favorite thing to do is probably go to the river. You can see this thing called the River's Bend where people surf and kayak down it. You're also, in the summer, you can float down it in like inner tubes and stuff. We spend a lot of time in the river and fishing and hunting. It's just outdoors. You get to spend time in the nature.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. When you're at the river, what is it that you're thinking about? Like, how does this make you feel? Like, when you're reconnecting with nature and such, what are you thinking about? Do you go when you're having like a hard time? And how does stuff like this like affect your life?
I've always felt really connected to the river. I think it's so calm and so dangerous at the same time. It's so beautiful because all the fish inside and the rocks and just how the water moves. And if you've ever seen the movie A River Runs Through It, you would understand how beautiful the Blackfoot River is. Go watch it. When I'm at the river, I'm pretty zen. I feel like it just kind of calms me down. I can just look at the water. It's kind of maybe how you feel about the ocean and just like being at the beach, because it's like my place. And the same with the mountains. Like, it's so quiet and there's no one around and there's not a lot of people in Montana, so I really get to feel like I'm by myself. The river just calms me down. It makes me feel like I'm a person, and I get to like just be one with the water, you know?
Yeah, I totally understand that. Like you said, when I'm at the beach, I just feel so calm in the sand and in the ocean, and I will always be down to just go jump in the water, especially just to get like a little grounding, like you said, very zen. I like that a lot. When you go to the river, are you just primarily like by yourself, or do you go with friends, family? What is it that you do, or is it just like all of it?
I feel like when I go to the river, I'm with my friends. We get a big group and we either float the river or we go sit on the beaches and skip rocks and just, you know, do what kids do. Sometimes we go to the lake, and I have a lake cabin with my family up at Placid Lake in Sealy Lake, Montana. We spend a lot of time on the boat. We have a little bayliner. We spend time jumping in the water and swimming across the lake. I've learned how to ski, surf, wakeboard. We spend time tubing. I mean, the water is just like the best thing ever because it's so clean and so cold compared to, you know, California life. But we also spend a lot of time fishing. I go fishing with my brother and my dad a lot. I learned how to fly fish, learned how to spin cast. But I go to the river by myself too. Sometimes I go for a walk downtown and I just like look at the river and I hear the water and I watch people surf. And, you know, it's something you can do with anyone, and you can do it by yourself or with friends. It's just like a, it's like a common community place.
Awesome. Yeah, for me, we don't have very many lakes or rivers. We do have bays, and we, like, some of my friends have boats, so we'll go on the boat. We also don't have very many mountains. If I want to go like skiing at a good place, I'd have to drive at least 3 to 4 hours. So that's definitely a difference. But to bring it back to some California talk, you obviously do go to college in California. How did you get here? And is there anything that reminds you of home about being up here? And if not, how do you deal with being away from home?
I was fortunate enough to get recruited to play lacrosse here. That is the main reason why I came to Dominican, although I have really found great friends and really found a major that I've started to enjoy. My favorite thing about living out here is honestly the city. I love San Francisco, and I think it's so hip and different. It's so not Montana, which is an attractive thing to me because I wanted something different. I also love the ocean. I mean, it is cold probably compared to San Diego, but it is really beautiful. When I do really get homesick because I miss the mountains, and I think that is something that like draws me back to Montana all the time, and also the trees. I mean, maybe once you get up for farther northern California, you can really like feel the trees and the cold, but like Montana is something different. Whenever I do miss home though, I like to go to the city or go to the ocean, just see something that I like never seen before, because it reminds me that I'm so fortunate to be somewhere like this and have this opportunity. And I've really loved Dominican and my experience here, and I mean, it's something I would never trade up for the world.
I agree. Yeah, for me at least, I definitely do get very homesick, especially like you said, it is a lot colder up here. And I'm someone who's not that used to it, and I am very lucky. At the same time, I'm also so fortunate to be up here too, because I don't get to experience these, for me, extreme cold weather. But yeah, it's just, it's so exciting to be in like a completely different place. Like, it looks so different. It feels so different. I am also very drawn to San Diego too, because that is like what is familiar to me. And it's warm, and I like that. I don't think that I can ever live in the snow like you do. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like, what is it, like, weather-wise? Like, how do you feel when you're here? Like, right now, it's still pretty warm, and at home, it's snowing for you.
Yeah, so Montana is kind of described as, like, 9 months of winter, 6 months, or 9 months of winter, 2 months of summer, 1 month of smoke. So Montana's cold. Everyone knows that. It snows a lot. I'm really fortunate to always have like a white Christmas, and I think that's really cool. So like coming here and it's, you know, sunny in November, I'm like, what's going on? Where's the snow? Because I'm like, Mom, it's 75 degrees outside. And she's like, Jules, it's snowing. I'm like, okay, that sucks. But I mean, it definitely rains here more than I ever thought it would, which is kind of weird because it only rains in April. But, I mean, the weather in Montana is pretty, it's pretty extreme. I mean, it's quite beautiful in the fall. It feels like fall. I mean, imagine a crisp fall day with the trees, the leaves falling and the trees turning colors. It's so beautiful. And then winter comes and it's pretty extreme. You're in your snow boots and big hats, and you're still going to football games, of course, but it's cold. And I remember last January when I was coming back to California, my flight froze because it was 5 a.m. and it was negative 40 degrees outside, and the plane was frozen, and the de-ice machine was frozen. So that explains how cold it was. But I got to come back here and it was good and nice and warm. But it's definitely just different. And I mean, I know California gets forest fires, but I just feel like Montana gets it so up close because like I'm living in the mountains, but I know that California also faces that. So,
yeah, I just remember last year you sent me this picture of it being like negative 30 degrees and you're going to a football game. And that's just something that I think is so crazy, because I have never, ever experienced something like that in my life. Like, genuinely, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen, because I was at home and that was over Thanksgiving and it was 70 degrees and it was that's like less than 100 degrees. Like, I just find that amazing and so fascinating. And I think that just like goes to show how different everybody has it. Would you ever trade how you grew up, weather-wise, mountain-wise, life-wise, to ever live somewhere like San Diego?
No. Only because I loved where I grew up so much. I loved this education I got. I loved the school that I went to. I loved the teachers and the friends and the family I really had in Montana. I think coming here to California and San Diego, and I got to visit San Diego last year, and it was so beautiful, so amazing, such a crazy experience, but I would never trade Montana for anything. I'll choose to raise my kids there. I want to have a family there. That is my home, and I love that you call San Diego your home, but Montana and Missoula is my home.
I would also agree with that. I would never change anything for the world, and I think that we could talk everything up and try to get people to visit as much as they can, but I would never, ever live somewhere else. Do you have any other passions, Jules, other than lacrosse? Like, are you artistic? Do you like to go skiing or snowboarding? What is it that you do just to like find fun besides going to the river and hunting and such?
Well, obviously I play lacrosse. I love to play lacrosse and be with my team and, you know, do all the things. But I also really love, related to lacrosse, but I love lifting. I have really found a passion in working out and designing workouts and workout classes and that culture. I think the gym can be a really positive place for someone if you make it that for yourself. I'm fortunate enough to have a great trainer that has taught me a lot, and now I'm in a major that I get to learn so much about it, and I think that it's just exposed me to like this whole new world that I have really enjoyed. And I do think lifting is one of my passions, and not just lifting, but understanding the human body and how to strengthen it. Besides that, I just like to be outside. I like to go on hikes and walks, and I have a good dog back home that we go on walks. You know.
All right. Circling back to lifting, how does that make you feel? How did you get into it? I'd love to know like what your inspiration was to get into liking that so much.
Well, I've been an athlete my whole life, so I've always been forced to work out, but it wasn't really until my sophomore year of high school when I had an injury. I hurt my shoulder pretty bad, and I was told that I probably couldn't play sports anymore. I needed surgery, I needed to fix it. And I was like, "No, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to work harder than this injury and I'm going to get better." And I spent about a year and a half in PT, and then finally was able to move into the strength and conditioning program with RevoFit. And I've had this fantastic trainer who's just really turned into like a mentor and a best friend and someone I look up to so much. And I think that's really where my passion drove from. And then like having friends come lift with me, and I had a gym buddy over the summers when I'm back home, and you know, like people at home have really also dove into like the art of lifting. And then like coming here, like people love it. People are into it. They like that I'm also into it. It's a shared passion. And I think it's easy to relate to someone when you're like, "Hey, I want to lift," or "Hey, I know you like to lift. Let's go lift together." It's something easy to talk about. It can be pretty neutral, and it can be intense or not intense. However you want to make it, it's your own thing. Just like, it's important to move your body and learn how to move your body and know what muscles do what, and you know, get out there.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you on that. Talking about your injury, when you got hurt, you have a hard time finding stuff to do at home, like whether it be getting outside or doing the things that you would usually do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I remember it was right after COVID, so it was already like really funky because like school was hybrid. We did 2 days for the half the alphabet, 2 days for the other half, and then Friday was online. So like 2 days I was going to school, and I was always in a lot of pain, and I always like would leave early because I just hated it and I was in so much pain. But I feel like on the days off, we had just got this new puppy. His name is Maverick, and he's my best friend, and we would go on walks and just like be outside. And I think that's really where like my love for the river in Montana and just being in nature came from, because like it was my escape. Like, you couldn't do anything during COVID, as we all know, and being outside was that for me, of just like no one can take this away from me. No one can make me feel bad for being outside. I'll wear a mask inside, but like, I wanted to be outside with my dog because it was something I could control in a period of my life that I couldn't control anything else.
That's awesome. Well, Jules, thank you so much for being here and enlightening some of my listeners about not only yourself, but Montana. I hope you all enjoyed this experience, and I hope you did too, Jules, as well. And I'll see you all next week for another episode of Life in the Jewel, Ins and Outs of San Diego.